New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchups episode. We're going to be talking defense in this one, and I'm joined, as always, by co-host Fraser Tafar. Fraser, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on for what seems like another prime time, big time matchup against one of the best teams in the NFC, and going to be able to see where we stack up against the best competition in the league.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you look over this team top to bottom, they have an awful lot of strengths, maybe a little bit thin in terms of playmakers at the top end, but it's a very powerful offense led by A.J. Brown in a lot of ways, and Saquon Barkley. Well, I'm sure we're going to talk about both of those, but why don't you start us off? Who would you like to talk about first?
Yep. On my first matchup, I have, like you mentioned, A.J. Brown versus our outside receivers. The main thing I'm scared of is when our DBs are forced to turn around and AJ is looking at the ball, I think it's going to be complete 85% of the time come on Sunday. So the big thing is I don't expect Stevens to have a big role this week on the outside. I expect to see more Tre'Davious White because he's shown the ability to turn around and find the ball. So this would be the game where I expect Marlon to play more on the outside just for that matchup because he's going to be physical with AJ, and a guy like Nate Wiggins isn't going to be able to keep up with that physicality. So being able to make issues for AJ Brown on the line and all throughout the route is going to be the key.
Now, Brett, the Ravens have typically not traveled this year. Their cornerbacks stay put with Stephens being on the outside at right corner and Marlon being on the left side, usually the strong side at left cornerback or in the slot when needed there. They really haven't moved Marlon to right cornerback to cover a receiver. And so I'm kind of wondering if this could be the trend breaker this week, or if even Marlon is the right guy. Cause I also think that there's a possibility that the right guy might be Nate Wiggins.
So
give him the proper help. You have a guy with a lot of speed, and Wiggins has been exclusively a left corner this year as well. So it's going to be very interesting to see if the Ravens break their tendency and go after a top receiver like Brown differently. Now Brown does line up a little bit all over, but he's a lot on that left side as an ex receiver, and particularly with Davante Adams looking like he might not play this week.
Yep,
this is definitely a possibility where we'd see a lot of Brown getting that big portion of the space budget as the X receiver.
Yeah, and if Devontae Smith was playing this week, that would bode a whole different issue for the Ravens because now we have a receiver that's not mainly in the slot, but he's very dangerous in the slot, and you have a guy like A.J. Brown on the outside. It's just the way they – and then Goddard, the way they complement mm-hmm. each other with these receivers and tight ends, I think would bode a real issue for this defense. But being able to really make A.J. Brown – the key on the back end is going to be helpful in us stopping the rest of the offense.
Yeah, I'll completely agree. And actually, I have a very similar one. It's not exactly the same, so we'll emphasize what's different about it. I think the Ravens in this game need to not try to make their strength in man coverage fit versus a team that breaks man pretty easily.
Yep.
So if you don't know, Smith has just been ridiculously good versus he'd been ridiculously good overall. He's got 13 yards per target this year. If you know, that's just, it's stratospheric in terms of the, it might lead the NFL. I didn't actually check if it did or not, but it's, if it's not, it's very close. And he's been a man beater who has piled up 5.2 yards per route run. Wow. Think about that for a minute. 5.2 yards per route run. Two is a really good number, but 5.2 yards per route run against man coverage. The Ravens now, you know, the last few weeks, they seem to have found their mojo last couple of weeks.
Yep.
With a four corner dime, which really implies a lot of man coverage with two over that they're looking to provide that help with. I think they need to do something more extreme against Philadelphia here and really find a way to come up with a gimmick defense that totally focuses on taking Brown away, because the other weapons that Hurts have not been ones that he's really been effective with. Devontae Smith, he has been effective with, but he's out. Dallas Goedert is a tight end, different type of target. And Saquon Barkley has also taken a lot of the targets. Yes. But those four guys have had a huge percentage of the total targets for the Philadelphia Eagles this year.
Yes, and the one thing that, to your point about the man coverage, the one thing that does scare me, last week against the Chargers, when they did run trips bunch, we had issues identifying the man. And if Herbert looked down, he had Palmer underneath on a drag route where he threw it over top. And obviously the drop by Quentin Johnston. Those two were man coverage versus trips. I think this week we need to clean up on that or maybe switch to zone in those situations where each guy has a zone or avoid that. Whatever receiver breaks off, they have this guy, and they're in man coverage up to that point. I think when we're trying to chase guys in bunch, that's where we get these big plays in all this space. And if a guy like Devontae was in the game, I think that's where they would go to. The trips formation, having guys go across the middle and then just try and separate. So that's something we need to look for. I think you're on mute, Ken.
Big problem for the Ravens for a lot of the year has been facing trips, facing bunch formations, and making sure that they get their assignments right coming out of that. I did see Malik Harrison drop an enormous hit on a crossing receiver.
Yes.
Early in that Chargers game. That was one of the really nice things to see. And it's like, yeah, Aura is trying to adapt to what's happening here in a little bit of a different way. And that's nice to see. But they still, you know, they're setting picks and they're making space on horizontally, typically, with a pick route that is creating problems. And you're absolutely right about the Quentin Johnston play is, you know, the Quentin Johnston play. You know, he caught zero out of five balls thrown his way, but the big one where he's crossing and he had, I think it was White beaten by a lot.
Yep.
That was a play that, you know, they really needed to have. Anyway, what gets me is that I think Hurts probably will not be nearly as comfortable throwing to
Yes.
receivers other than the big four. And he has not done very much of it at all this year.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As you might expect, because some of their offense is focused around having Saquon Barkley carry the football and playing more power with that.
Yep. And speaking of Saquon, moving into my next point, I have the Saquon Barkley versus the Ravens inside linebackers. Roquan Smith is going to be huge this game. If he's good to go, we need him to play cat and mouse with Saquon. Our up front is really just about holding their blocks and letting the linebackers fill the hole, just eat up those double teams and just not let these offensive linemen climb to the second level. If we're going to be able to do that, then Saquon's going to have a long day, because I think Roquan's going to be right in his ear hole all day. If we're able to not have to rely on Harrison, maybe on first down when now we have two thumpers, that would be great. But if Roquan and Simpson are able to shore up that middle and not have too many big runs by Saquon, I think we're able to keep the cap on this offense and force them to have to go to AJ Brown or Goddard.
Yeah, I clamping down on Barkley will be very difficult. Now, this is a good run defense team in theory. We've seen some difficulty against running backs who have a good amount of wiggle. Even J.K. Dobbins, who's clearly not in the same category as Barkley, was effective versus the Ravens in that first half.
Warren is a really good one that they went against. Yeah.
Warren, another good one. That's a lot of missed tackles forced right there, and Barkley certainly gives you that as well. I'm very concerned about even playing Roquan Smith this week. If Roquan Smith really has a multi-week injury that they're trying to get him back as quickly as possible at 70%, I'd rather see the Ravens try and go another week with the rotation of linebackers like they did this last week. It's less likely to succeed against a very powerful offensive line like the Eagles that yep. is going to have their way more often with the interior defenders. But I also think that the fact that I don't expect Pierce to play, but the Travis Jones is not really 100% yet, is also going to hurt the Ravens on the inside. So they're already dealing with a big disadvantage there. And I know they're a mild favorite in the game. I just see this is a game where the Ravens defensively have a lot of holes to dig themselves out of. I'm not crazy about bringing back Roquan a week early. And I'd rather have both he and Travis Jones healthy after the bye than have them at 70 grading up to 80% over the next 3 weeks, say.
And then also the opposite side of that coin from the bye, we do play the New York Giants after the bye. Yep. So without being said, that's going to be a get right game. So I think finishing this stretch strong, especially with Travis Jones, if he can manage to be healthy leaving the game, that build well for us going down the stretch. And I do agree with you, Roquan being rushed at 70% is not helping, because even at 90-100% this year, he hasn't been exactly what we've expected him to be like he was last year. So getting him to a good spot is definitely the emphasis, but this cat and mouse game between Barkley and the inside linebackers is going to be, to me, the big matchup in order to stop him, because like you said, the powerful offensive line up front, it's going to be hard for Matabike and Jones and Urban and Wormley and Dupoe to be able to hold up front all day and force Barkley to either bounce it outside.
I'm sure he'll be a factor. I'm sure there'll be a ton of focus on him in the game. And he could be the difference maker again, like he was last week against the Rams. He certainly, it's possible. I just feel like a lot of this game will probably come down to how much Jalen Hurts doesn't hurt the Eagles, or does hurt the Eagles. So my last matchup is Hamilton and Washington versus Hurts. I think those two guys between them will have to figure out how to provide the help required both on Smith and tight ends to get downhill in the run game a fair amount. But basically, I'm hoping that the Ravens go with a fairly bland pressure scheme, which allows Hurts time in a funneled pocket.
Yes.
Don't allow him outside a lot. Don't allow him to get running himself much. And basically, I think the unforced errors will come, or the forced errors, if you know, at some points. But Jalen Hurts is still entirely error prone, and I think it's when teams try and overplay him, that's when they get themselves into trouble. Whereas I would say just the opposite now of Jackson at this point in his career. I think the teams that have tried to go after Jackson with as much heat as possible, I think that's been more successful probably for them. Even though he's done pretty well under pressure, I think you break the pocket as soon as you see him trying to break the pocket, you trigger down from level two with any spy you have. And I think the teams have done reasonably well with that, particularly the division opponents. But you know, in terms of what the safeties need to do in this matchup, make the field difficult to read, try and take away AJ Brown, which is absolutely critical. Their biggest weapon. You got to do what the Ravens haven't been able to do this year versus Chase or Devontae Adams or Brock Bowers in the loss to the Raiders and all the incredible fireworks that Chase has put up against the Ravens secondary. And I think that eventually Hurts will make some mistakes and hurt the Eagles and give the Ravens a chance to win the ballgame.
Yeah, that's something that I wrote down on my note sheet when going over film was Hurts will give us one if we just wait for it and we just have to catch the ball. And that's something that has been an issue this year. But I think if we're able to just key in on our jobs and it will come, just make the plays and just be forcing the Eagles out of the running game should be the goal this coming up game. Because if Barkley is only forced into that running back out of the backfield role, he still could do damage, but less effective catching the ball out of the backfield than just handing the ball off to him.
All right, Frazier, always a pleasure doing this show with you. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at @F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
Take a look out there. Make sure you listen to the Offense Matchup show as well. And we'll talk to you later. For Frazier Tabar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next week on Matchups.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.